Joe?
Yes.
Okay, I just have a question. How does this take care of the problem of avoidance? For example, in the case of the public speaking, the client might understand what you're saying, but they might prefer just to avoid.
Great. So then what are you in my office for? You'll play a client with avoidance. You ready to play the client?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want?
I would like to be able to get up to speak publicly.
Go speak publicly.
But I can't.
You can't? What's stopping you?
I'm just too scared. When I get up there, I start shaking like a leaf.
Oh, you mean when you're afraid of speaking in public, is that right?
Yes, it is.
I think that's very wise. I don't think you should speak in public. I'll be honest with you. If you speak in public, you might get up there and it'll be very dangerous. You'll get embarrassed. You'll say things. People will think horrible things about you. I think this is great. What do you want? I don't get it.
Well, I still want to be able to speak publicly. I think I have a lot to share.
Well, you might have a lot to share, but is it worth it? I mean, look at the danger. You might get horribly embarrassed, and people will think you're a loser and an idiot, and you'll feel embarrassed and it'll be disgusting.
And that's
it's not
what
worth it.
Happens.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's totally not worth it.
And that's what happens. I mean, that
is
the way.
Yeah, great stuff. So it's great. You're not speaking in public, and I think that's a great thing. So what do you want?
But I want to be able to speak in public and not feel that way.
You want to be able to speak in public and not feel afraid?
Yes.
Dude, let's think about what would happen. If you weren't afraid of speaking in public, you'd get up and speak in public. And because you weren't afraid, you wouldn't prepare properly. You wouldn't, as you're speaking, you wouldn't watch over every word you say. You wouldn't be careful every moment to make sure what you're saying is perfect. And you'd probably mess up totally, since you won't be controlling every word you say.
So why is it that I see so many other people who are able to get up and speak and don't have that problem?
By the way, just to break for a moment, this is a common challenge from the client when you play this game. They say, what about everybody else? And here's my answer. Send them in for therapy. They're playing a dangerous game. I mean, they're getting up to speak, and they're not watching over every word they say, and they might mess up.
Okay.
Mr. Client, you've seen people get up in public and read from the wrong page of notes and mess up and say the wrong thing, haven't you?
Yeah, but
I don't think they should speak.
But I never really look at them like they're so like it's such a big deal.
What do you mean?
In other words, if I see somebody get up in public and mess up, it doesn't really look that bad. I mean, you know, I understand that person might be embarrassed, but me, the spectator, looking at it, doesn't.
But they're embarrassed, right? But they're embarrassed when they mess up, right? And if you mess up, you'll be horribly embarrassed.
Right.
So you have to make sure you don't mess up. So if you just get up there and don't feel fear or don't feel anxiety, then you'll just speak. And you won't make sure to be careful and look at your notes and have everything in order and be all controlling about it. And then you'll run a bigger chance of messing up, won't you?
Okay, so you're saying that
so
I
what
should
do you want?
Feel the fear.
So what do you want? No, I want to know what you want.
I still want to be able to get up and not be afraid.
Explain that to me. If you get up and you're not afraid, that means that you're going to run a bigger chance of messing up. Isn't that true?
It is.
Is that what you want?
I don't want to mess up, no.
Okay, so you don't want to change. Great. That's what I thought, by the way. Glad to know you don't need therapy. Phew. I just want you guys to notice what's going on. If the client agrees with you, and the client agrees that you're right, then it's all great. You don't need therapy. You've accomplished your goal. You as the therapist have gotten to where you want to get. Because remember, you as the therapist, you assume that people do what they want, and they continue to do what they want, and the client has no problems, and that this is ridiculous. The fact that the client's in your office is a waste of everybody's time. So if the client agrees and says, you know what, you're right, I don't want to mess up, I say, good, go home. I think that was a good example of how we're doing that. I was, you know, me and him were sitting over here in step, try to convince the client to keep the benefit. And then he said, well, I want to get up and not feel fear. He was ignoring the fact that he gets a massive benefit from that. And we're only going to get somewhere when he goes and says, even though I run a bigger chance of messing up, because I'm not watching over every word I say, I still want that. The moment the client says that, then I put them in the scenario and I say, I want you to get up. Imagine you're getting up to speak. And you tell yourself, if I mess up, that's perfect. And I accept the fact and I explicitly want to run a bigger chance of messing up. How do you feel now? The client's going to say, great, because I'm not afraid. This is what I want. I'm doing what I want. Okay, so does anybody have any questions? Any further questions about that? You know, and just notice, it's not a nasty provocative. It's a gentle provocative. It's a very sweet and cute provocative. So, you know, this type of provocative won't make you enemies. The other types of provocative that I'm going to teach you later will. This one won't. And it's very, you know, and it kind of puts, you kind of, and you get that silence when you really get him, that you get that silence when they go inside. Are you back, Mr. Client? Maishi, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Okay, great. So tell me, what do you
Yeah,
want?
I'm fine.
What do you want?
I still don't want to have that icky feeling when I get up to speak.
Okay, well, there's a what I think you're nuts, by the way. I think that icky feeling is great. You know what that icky feeling makes you make sure all your notes are in order. It makes you watch over every word you say. You know, you're kind of like don't fully let yourself get into the flow of the speech because every moment you're like watching over what you're saying, you know? That's great. If you didn't feel that icky feeling, who knows what horrible things would happen? You'd let yourself get fully involved in the speech. You just let loose and then I don't know. Who knows what could happen if you don't watch over yourself?
Right. So there is, I agree, there is a benefit to it.
Yeah, so what do you want?
Well, I still don't want to feel that way. I want to be able to do it without feeling that
Oh,
way and still have.
you want to control everything you say without feeling that way?
Yeah.
I mean, is that possible?
I mean, I see other people do it,
Oh,
then
oh,
again.
really? They're controlling every word they say consciously, or they're just getting to the flow of things?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how they're doing. They might just be natural.
Yeah, so
They
they're
don't have
kind of
this
getting into the
inhibition.
flow of things, you know, and they run the risk of not censoring everything they say and messing up, don't they? And sometimes they do they not?
I suppose they do mess up.
I mean, no, they don't. Speakers never mess up.
They do,
No,
sure.
and they kind of have like these absent-minded moments. They turn to the wrong page in their notes, and you know, yeah, never. That's never happened to you, right?
Not really. I'm
Yeah,
usually
because
so.
you. I'm saying, and it never would happen to you because you're going to make sure. Every time you turn the pages of your notes, you're like, is this the right page? Is this the wrong page? Let me check, right? Well, it never happened to you, but it happens to them. You want that miserable existence?
No, I'd rather be prepared, I guess.
Yeah, great stuff. So what do you want?
I guess I want my speech to come out well, that's all.
Okay. So, great. So go speak well.
But I can't because when
What's
I'm
stopping you?
nervous,
What's stopping you?
well, when I'm nervous, then I kind of start stammering and stuttering, and it just doesn't come out smooth.
You know, look, there's definitely a price that you pay for being nervous, but the benefits far outweigh the price, don't they? Now you're sure that you'll never ever make that colossal error of turning to the wrong page in your notes.
Right.
So
That's true.
isn't it worth it?
I guess it's worth it if those are the choices, if those are the options, it's
Those
worth it
are
to
the
be
two options.
nervous.
Either you can get up and speak naturally and not stammer and not stutter and get into the speech and feel comfortable, calm, and relaxed, or and then you run the risk
Risk
of
the chance, right, of
yeah,
messing up.
very big risk. And you've seen it happen to people. Or you can get up and feel nervous and everything will be, you know, everything will be tightly under control, perfect. You'll have it, you know, you'll stammer and stutter, yes, but that's great. You know, the stammering is, I think every time you stammer and stutter, it's a nice reminder to you that you have control over what's going on. So, you know, I think that every time you stammer and stutter, you know, to me at least, that's like a sound of reassurance that you are in control.
Right. But I want to point out that if I'm going to stammer and stutter when I get up to speak, then that's not what I want. I mean,
That
I
is what
really.
you want. Excuse me. That is
But
what you want.
no, because that's not, and that it's not worth, I mean, it takes the whole fun out of speaking and
So what?
the whole experience out
Excuse
of
me.
it.
Listen to me. Fun is nice, but not when it's dangerous. Not when you're running the danger of turning to the wrong page in your notes. Not when you're
Okay, so
running.
what would be so bad if I could get up and speak smoothly and once in a while mess up? Why would that be so bad?
You tell me.
Well, it would be bad for the moment, but
Yeah.
I still think that people will enjoy the speech, or the lecture much more if I could get up there and do it smoothly, and
You're
I'd
nuts,
prefer
but
that.
how about that time when you're just gonna mess up and keep turning to the wrong page and get befuddled and say things and that's not, come on, come on. You think it's worth it? I think you're crazy. You really think it's worth it? And that, folks, is the sound of change happening. That deep breath. You really think it's worth it?
I don't know what to say. It's tough.
Oh, it is tough. Absolutely. Yeah. Look, I'll be honest with you. I personally don't think it's worth it for you. I mean, that embarrassment is so horrible.
But I do want to be able to speak, and it's not going to be worth my while to speak if every time I get up there, I'm going to be shaking like a leaf and scared. So it's just not worth it. But I do want to be able.
The solution is to not speak.
But that's not what I want. I do want to be able to speak and to give what I have to offer.
Can you speak and not shake like a leaf and be safe?
I might be able to do that, but at the risk of really messing up and being really embarrassed.
So what do you want?
I really want to be able to speak without being nervous.
Please cut out the word really. Do me a favor. What do you want?
I want to be able to speak without being nervous.
Are you ready to mess up?
I think I would try it and see
No, come on. I just want to know what you want, buddy. You have A and B. Which one? Stop it with the ready and the come on. What are you wasting our time for? What do you want, man? A or B? Choice. Pick.
I want to be able to speak, even at the cost of perhaps messing up.
Interesting. So now imagine yourself, and by the way, guys, notice if you're following the diagram that we're back onto the top, right? He's just got to the step of accept the loss of the benefit. Now we're back in imagined scenario. And if he dares have any feeling left, he's going through this again. Imagine yourself in that situation. Now you're standing in front of the crowd, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And say to yourself, I might mess up, and I might say something stupid, and I might turn to the wrong page in my notes, and this might become an utter disaster and get all embarrassed, but I want that to happen. I want that possibility to be there. This is what I want. You saying that to yourself?
I am.
Great. And how do you feel standing up in front of that crowd?
I would say pretty cocky.
Oh, that's nasty. We went from shaking like a leaf to cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So that is a very good and beautiful, elegant example. And thank you very much, Maish, for stepping up to the plate and playing client.